Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I mean, you know, before we begin with a lot of the medical or health news, again, we have to talk, obviously, a little bit of sports. And nothing gets more headlines. Not that we're going to have a Rams-Bengals Super Bowl. People still aren't talking about that. It's more about the Tom Brady cluster in reporting that happened over the weekend. I still don't understand what happened, but it was an absolute mess. So we're calling it Tom Brady Gate, right? Poor Tom Brady. Yeah, he's just trying to get through a loss, right? Move on with his life. All this speculation, and it ended up now. There's memes all over the place, and the Bengals, who knew they were gonna, you know, win their conference championship and go to the Super Bowl, and then the Rams, I expected. But dang. Man, so, yeah, we have a Rams-Bengals Super Bowl, but that pales in comparison to the drama that happened with Tom Brady. So over the weekend, I'm working on a book with a friend of mine, and all of a sudden in the news, they said Tom Brady's retiring. And I'm like, what? Tom Brady, what? I mean, I knew he was going to retire. We predicted this a year ago, but the news wouldn't come out now. The news usually comes out after contracts end. So I was a little surprised, unless I'm like, well, maybe it's because he doesn't want to sit through a Super Bowl and let people think that he was a loser, because there's already memes with At Home with Baker Mayfield. You know those commercials, At Home with Baker Mayfield? So you see Tom Brady, and you see Ben Roethlisberger and everybody at home, Josh Allen, At Home with Baker Mayfield. So that was kind of ridiculous. But in the meantime, people are texting me going, he's moving to Vegas. And I go, listen, I know Tom Brady bought property in Vegas. I just can't say he's moving to Vegas now. But the funny thing is if Tom Brady does move to Las Vegas, it is near my neighborhood, which means I might be able to finally see him shirtless. So I'm pretty excited about that. But while all this was going on, I'm like, it is a little, or I wasn't expecting the announcement now. I was expecting the announcement in a few weeks. Well, then, apparently, the announcement came from ESPN. Then I got mine from CBS Sports. So here come the tributes. And I'm saying goodbye, Tom Brady. You're wonderful. You know, you were the best. You're the GOAT. You know, thank you for some decades of football. 22 years, 7 Super Bowls, 3 MVP wins. I mean, he's a god in football. Well, then, rumor had it that, no, he's not retiring. So a few hours later, he's like, no, I can't retire. Then here comes rumor number 3. So one rumor was he's moving to Vegas, which I do believe eventually he will, because listen, if you're leaving the Bucks, Tampa, I mean, you know, Florida's going to be pretty ticked off at you. And if you want a state with no state income tax, where else are you going to go? You're probably going to go to Nevada. So I'm not surprised. We know he's a fan of Nevada. But the rumor of him leaving yet, not entirely untrue, but just not yet. Then another rumor number 3 was he can't retire because he has to wait for his contract to finish, or he loses about $20 million. So here's a little scoop on that. I guess Brady's contract's a little complicated. He signed a $25 million one-year extension with 3 voidable years last March to free up salary cap space and allow the team to return all 22 starters from the Super Bowl, because it's expensive, right? And they only have X amount of money. Brady is scheduled to earn a base salary of $8.9 million in 2020 with a signing bonus of $15 million, roster bonus of $1.4 million, dang, incentive bonus of $1.8 million, while carrying a cap hit of $20 million, ooh, and a dead cap value of $32 million. We've explained that before. We'll explain it again. He'll be paid $15 million of his $20 million signing bonus this Friday. However, he would owe the team money if he retires. He would owe them $16 million. That's according to Joel Corey, a former sports agent. This has been reported by the Boston Globe. Whether the Bucks would exercise the right is a different story. The Bucks might say, you know what? You rejuvenated the franchise. You brought us a Super Bowl win. We're not going to make you pay back part of the sign-on bonus. Or they could say, oh, hell no. We could use that money to try to draft a new quarterback. So we'll see what happens. As you know, Brady led the NFL this season with yards, pass yards 5,300, touchdowns 43, completions 45. They lost to the Rams, and again, it just, he had no O-line. O-line kept collapsing, so Tom Brady couldn't do what he needed to do. He looked upset. We knew he was going to retire. I knew he was going to retire a year ago because I said, look, whether he wins or not, he's either going to leave on a win, and then if he doesn't win, he's probably not going to want to keep losing like we saw with the Saints and with the Steelers. So we knew he was leaving, but what my problem with this is, what did the media do? What happened here? Was it that, because honestly, ESPN, they're pretty strong. I mean, they wouldn't screw up like this. CBS wouldn't screw up like this. You know, I know some of you have issues with the media. When it comes to sports, we don't mess around. And so my guess is there were rumors where he's like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done. I'm leaving. I'm done. Rumors got out, and then all of a sudden his lawyer's like, wait a second, there's all this news going out. Did you read your contract? And they're like, whoa, hold the phone. So my guess is that, yes, there was some rumors. Somebody thought it was okay to move forward. It went viral. Everybody lost their mind. And then Tom Brady's team had to be like, wait a second, you're going to screw up, you know, a few more million. Because remember, he's got to feed his kids. He needs those millions. He does. So what's going to happen to Tom Brady if he does finally retire? I think he'll still act. All right. I don't think he's going to be nominated to the Supreme Court. I know a lot of people want him to run for office. Probably not. He might coach football. Who knows? He'll probably take a year or two off, let the kids grow up, and then later come back. But, I mean, it's really, really hard to go from being the GOAT to a coach. You know, especially since people make fun of coaches, right? Like people are saying Andy Reid, you know, has lost 3 times to animals that resemble cats, you know, like Bengals and Jaguars and Panthers and things like that. Whatever. So I don't know if he's going to go for head coaching, but what he might do is start a podcast with Antonio Brown. Okay, that's what my money's on. So Tom Brady Gate shows you that the media can get it wrong. It can also show you that sources could get it wrong or that people could change their mind. So let Tom Brady have a few days off. Let him do his thing. You know, I love the meme where it's the wife, Giselle, texting, you know, Andrew at ESPN and say, look, sorry, man, or I'm out. You know, this is Tom Brady. Don't contact me. So we know she probably wants him to retire. If I was married to Tom Brady, I'd want him home every night. 1-877-DOC-TELLY, don't go away. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So who out there, show of hands. Yes, I can see. Who out there, show of hands, got COVID twice this month? You got COVID. You got better. And then you got sick all over again. So, it looks like I can't see you all. Okay, oh, there you go. Me. Okay, good. I heard a bunch of me's. Okay, good. Okay, not good. I don't want you to get COVID twice. But I told you this from the very beginning, that people had gotten sick around Christmas time, around New Year's, in the mid-January. I'm getting calls, and again, I'm licensed in multiple states, so I get to see the whole United States in a way, because of all the states I'm in. We're seeing, throughout the United States, people getting sick twice with COVID. Now, you guys have heard my cough. I think the cough is more of a long COVID thing, but this is not long COVID. All right, this is where you have COVID, you get the body aches, the fever, the fatigue, the cough, the runny nose, the sore throat, you feel like crap, you get better. You're ready to go back to work. You're ready to go, and then all of a sudden, you feel sick again. And it's the same symptoms over again. Sometimes it'll be the fever, sometimes no fever. Muscle aches, cough, runny nose, diarrhea, nausea. And that's frustrating to people because we have been told this whole time that Omicron's mild. It is milder. It is putting less people into the hospital than before, but there's something screwy going on. So when people call up saying, I don't get it, I'm on week three. And I'm like, have you been sick for 3 weeks or did you get better and now you're worse again? Did you get all the way better or were you always just kind of still sick and then you waved again and had another peak? You know, we talk about the COVID waves. You know, you had the alpha, the delta, you had the wild type, then the alpha, the delta, now Omicron, and then baby Omicron, little stealth Omicron. I'm thinking, you know, in our bodies, we might have these waves where you get it and you don't. I never got the wild type. I don't think I did. I thought I might have gotten sick once for a couple days in 2020. Lost my taste for a couple days, got it back. Trust me, my body likes to eat. So it definitely wants to eat. So I can't say that I've been through what you guys have been through until I got COVID beginning of the month, got over it, did my isolation, felt better, always had a little bit of a cough. Then I had a little bit more of a, oh gosh, I feel like crap this week. And then that got better. And I'm like, what the hell? Meanwhile, I've been testing negative this whole time. So that doesn't clarify things. So we're going to talk about something called encore COVID or COVID relapse. So what could be going on if you get COVID, then all of a sudden you get sick again? Okay, well, one is it could be, well, you just got reinfected again. You didn't have enough antibodies and you got reinfected two times. Another is you got reinfected with a different variant, the baby Omicron or stealth Omicron. The other thing is it's not COVID. You just got another cold, a rhinovirus, a coronavirus, an adenovirus. Another coronavirus, you know, it could be you just got sick with something else. The fourth possibility is maybe you have a secondary infection. So some of you will say, you know what, I had COVID, but now I just have a really bad sore throat, and it's only the sore throat. Well, that could be a bacterial infection of the throat. Or you're having a lung issue, and you're like, you know what, it's just in the lungs. Maybe you developed a bacterial issue like a pneumonia. Then there's COVID relapse, which I'm suspecting could be going on where you just get this COVID relapse. We do know that COVID could actively live. Remember back in January, they said COVID-19 could live in the brain and then cause relapses. And so there's been some debate if people's loss of sense of smell or taste is just the one-off damage that happened during the first infection or if the virus is living there still causing inflammation. But then another theory, number six, is that you have a rebound inflammation where, I don't know if you guys remember Crimson Tide. I bring up Crimson Tide because Viggo Mortensen's in the movie, where they shot the sub, but the sub had shot out a torpedo right before it blew up. So that torpedo is a one-off and that torpedo can still get to you. That could also be happening with COVID, where as the virus is dying, there's all these viral particles and pieces that our immune system is like, okay, I don't know what the heck, it's like a storm. It's like, you know, like right after like a, you know, all this stuff blowing at you. So the immune system is like, okay, guys, just let's clean up. And then you get that rebound inflammation because you have to get rid of all the junk. So it could be one of those six possibilities. But I am suspecting because we didn't really see a lot of this. I mean, we did see relapses, but I hear it is so much more now. Where rather than one and done, people are getting sick a couple weeks later. I think it's an encore presentation. Now, there's been debate on what the previous ones were because we don't have a lot of data on Omicron. So a lot of the data that's out there on COVID relapses or encore COVID are studies from previous viruses. So one such study, there's been multiple case reports about this with the older forms of COVID. What you do is you could genetically analyze the virus and see if it's the exact same virus that affected you or if it's a new virus. So scientists can figure that out. But Dutch researchers published a report saying in mild COVID, again, this was before Omicron, in mild COVID, cases without risk factors like old age or immunosuppression, a relapse may occur in the first 8 weeks after disease onset. But interestingly, they say it's not the virus getting reactivated. They say sometimes a test which is positive, maybe it's, I'll read you what they said. They said sometimes PCR results were negative, or in case of positivity of the second test, high or consistently increased values can be found. This is considered to reflect the gradual decline of the initial viral load with prolonged shedding of the non-replicating virus, meaning dead virus particles. Possible inflammatory rebound may explain the clinical recurrence, but this was not measured in these outpatients. Furthermore, onward viral transmission is improbable because CT values around 30 or higher, as determined in our outpatients during the relapse, are unlikely to result in the spread of viable virus. So they had said that this relapse, and this was pre-Omicron, that people had probably wasn't active virus. Which is why, you know, when the CDC said you could go back to work in 5 days, or if you work for a hospital and you're in crisis mode, just go back to work with COVID, you know, if you feel up to it. That's why the CDC has made some of these recommendations, because if the viral load is going down, you aren't as infectious. And some researchers think your relapse is non-infectious. The thing is we just don't have data now on Omicron. Every time we get data on these things, we need new data. You know, that's why, you know, we're waiting on the ivermectin trial from University of Minnesota Medical School, and there's been more research still on hydroxychloroquine, because, you know, what might have thought to have worked on the wild type might work on newer variants, so the studies are still ongoing. But my problem with this is people are still getting sick. And when I say, look, I'd love for you to get Paxlovid or something like that, it's still not available. We have the test testing positive. Do they still test positive because they're accurate? Are they testing positive because people are triggering the test? But you know what? Put all that aside. If you're sick, if you have fever, if you have body aches, if you're tired, if you're nauseous, if you feel ill, don't screw with it. I would say call it a relapse, stay home, recuperate. And the reason why is I know Omicron is milder, but the one thing we learned with previous COVID is when people had that relapse, that's when a lot of scary things happened. So with the wild type virus and Delta, people would get better. They would get discharged from the hospital. Families were like, great, we could hug you, we could see you. And then some of them would come back. And when they came back, that was bad news for them. Now, I'm not saying anybody that gets a relapse can die. But what I'm saying is don't blow it off. Just because Omicron is known to be milder, if you're getting ill again, that's when I also, you know, don't be like, well, you know what, I had it before, so I'm good, I got some antibodies. I noticed some people might get it a little worse. So I've already sent some people to the hospital because their second time got worse. So like I said, this isn't long COVID. Long COVID is where you have one symptom, maybe the brain fog, maybe the lack of smell or taste, or the cough that just persists. And it could persist for weeks. And we're figuring out that there's certain things that put you at risk for long COVID. Autoantibodies, if you have diabetes, if you have Epstein-Barr virus. Remember I told you I thought that COVID might reactivate other viruses like herpes, like shingles, varicella, Epstein-Barr. So some of you that are all tired, chronically tired, get your Epstein-Barr virus titers. I bet there's something going on with that. We spoke about that early on, and now they're saying, yeah, it looks like that could be a component. I know, no one listens. But the long COVID is where you just have one symptom that persists. This is people just actively getting sick again. So if you are sick again, just please, I would probably still take off. Even if it's not about spreading it, I want you to recover. I want you to recoup. I know there's a lot of pressure to get back to work. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following protests of Spotify kicked off by Neil Young over his claim of COVID-19 vaccine misinformation, the music streaming service says that it will add content advisories before podcasts discussing the virus. In a post Sunday, Spotify chief executive Daniel Ek laid out more transparent platform rules. The Joe Rogan Experience, which has been criticized for spreading virus misinformation, claims some of yesterday's misinformation are today's scientific facts.
The problem I have with the term misinformation, especially today, is that many of the things that we thought of as misinformation just a short while ago are now accepted as fact. 8 months ago, if you said, if you get vaccinated, you can still catch COVID and you can still spread COVID, you'd be removed from social media. Now, that's accepted as fact.
The Cincinnati Bengals will play the Los Angeles Rams in Super Bowl 56 on February 13th. USA Radio News. As the United Nations Security Council meets Monday to discuss unrest around the world, one topic to be discussed is Russia's posturing against their Ukrainian neighbors. Some U.S. lawmakers want to impose sanctions before Russia attacks.
Russia has amassed troops along the Ukraine-Russia border in Belarus and put ships in position in the Mediterranean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby telling Fox News Sunday that a Russian invasion of Ukraine could happen at any time.
He continues to add troops to that border with Ukraine.
The American ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, telling ABC's This Week they're calling for Russia to explain themselves at the UN Security Council.
One more opportunity to find a diplomatic way out for the Russians.
Senators Bob Menendez and James Risch of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee plan to finalize legislation on sanctioning Russia early this week. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Thank you, Jeremy. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I told you guys I've been pregnant before. I've had two babies. And being pregnant in the early 2000s, I was pretty fortunate. We had some prenatal testing, but we couldn't test for everything. And I was really, really nervous about some of the things that, you know, could happen to my baby. Luckily, we didn't have Zika. Luckily, we didn't have COVID. Luckily, I didn't have to make a decision to vaccinate or not vaccinate, because I know a lot of pregnant moms are kind of nervous about that. But nowadays, it's just the science is evolving, and we have some really, really, really cool stuff. So we're waiting on our next guest. Next guest is that's going to be joining us. Oh, we have her? Good. Is Dr. Sheetal Parmar, a board-certified genetic counselor, vice president of medical affairs at Natera, who's going to talk to us about some of the cool things we have now for prenatal testing, which kind of gives pregnant moms a little bit more, I guess, knowledge of what can be going on with their baby. Dr. Parmar, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And you know what? You don't have to call me Dr. Farmer because I'm not a physician. I'm a genetic counselor, so she always sounds great.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay, yeah, I see people call you here Dr. Pat. So I love you. I love you. I think, you know, what you bring to us in the healthcare field is just life-saving. So, Sheetal, tell us about, you know, some of the new things we could do for pregnant women.
Yeah, so, you know, what's great that is available during pregnancy now is something called non-invasive prenatal testing, or NIPT. It's a screening test, a relatively new screening test that can help identify if a baby's at risk for certain genetic conditions, specifically chromosome abnormalities. An example of a chromosome abnormality is trisomy 13 or trisomy 18 or Down syndrome. And NIPT is a simple blood test that is ordered by your physician that can be done as early as 9 weeks to determine what the risks are for these conditions. And what's great, as the name implies, is it's non-invasive, so there's no risk to the pregnancy.
Exactly, exactly. It's a screening test. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean a diagnosis, but it allows the doctor who's managing the pregnancy to start to kind of, you know, look a little deeper and move in the right direction, right?
That is absolutely right. So, you know, NIPT is a screening test. It's not meant to diagnose any conditions, but what's great about it is that it can identify the patients who would most benefit from diagnostic testing. So there are some women that want to go straight to a diagnostic test, and an example would be amniocentesis. That's where you take a little fluid from around the baby. But most women, you know, in my experience, would like to choose a screening test like NIPT first to help them decide if they need a diagnostic test next.
Exactly. I went through an amniocentesis to make sure that the baby's lungs were mature. And so I don't know if we're there yet with blood tests. But I tell you, the amniocentesis, even though I was surprised it didn't hurt, that's kind of scary when a needle has to go in near the baby and you don't have a lot of fluid. So obviously the less invasive, the better. We're speaking to Sheetal Parmar, board-certified genetic counselor, vice president of medical affairs at Natera. I have many listeners who have talked to me about this, saying, look, I don't want the genetic testing because I'm going to have the baby anyway. This doesn't have to do with abortion. Most OBs want to know, you know, if you're planning on having the baby or making a decision, what medical intervention needs to be done. And so I know a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to know because I'm going to have the baby anyway. But, you know, talk to us about some of the benefits of knowing what your fetus could have.
Yeah, I mean, knowledge is really powerful to have in terms of preparation. So it's having the opportunity to learn more about the diagnosis and really importantly to, you know, deliver at a hospital with the right specialist if necessary, to make a birthing plan. You know, I've worked with a lot of patients who live, for example, in rural areas, and you don't want to, you want to make sure the baby has best chance, so you want to deliver at a hospital that can take care of the baby. So you don't want to, you know, if you know about it ahead of time, you can meet other families, you can get connected, you can deliver at the right place. So it's really about preparation and having this knowledge.
Oh, so true, so true. And, you know, genetic counselors, you guys, I mean, it is one of the most fascinating specialties in medicine. Talk to us about what you guys do.
Yeah, so genetic counselors are healthcare providers that can help you understand how your medical and family history impacts your health, or in this case, the pregnancy's health, and can talk about what different testing options are available and help you sort of anticipate, you know, what the different results will be and help you understand the results when the tests are ready. At Natera, we do offer complimentary genetic information sessions with board certified counselors to make sure all patients have access to pre and post test education about our, you know, all of our genetic tests.
And your field is going to explode as we are doing more and more genetic testing, pregnant, non-pregnant. I mean, we are, it, now it's about precision medicine, and so people are able to get genetic tests now, even on their own, without a provider. So you guys are going to be pretty busy.
Absolutely. Genetic testing is becoming part of just routine healthcare, right? And obviously pregnancy is an area where it's been, the screening's been around for a long time, but yeah, absolutely. For all kinds of, you know, conditions or pre-symptomatic, asymptomatic screening is becoming more and more available.
So when it comes to pregnancy, you know, what are some of the most common fetal chromosomal abnormalities or issues you're seeing? And are you seeing an increase recently?
Yeah, so, you know, chromosome conditions our chromosomes contain all of our genetic information. You get, most of us have 46 chromosomes. You get 23 from your mom and 23 from your dad, so they're in pairs. And a chromosome condition is typically where there's an extra chromosome or a missing chromosome, or there could be a rearrangement or a small piece could be extra missing. So, you know, chromosome conditions are typically related to maternal age. So all women have some risk for a chromosome condition. In general, it's small, but that risk increases a little bit with maternal age. That being said, any woman who is interested in screening for chromosome conditions can have NIPT.
That's fantastic. Do you know roughly, do most insurances cover it?
Insurance plans do cover NIPT, and even if, if there's a plan that doesn't, there are typically options available to allow for testing.
That's fantastic. And then, yeah, so if somebody does need to, let's say, pay cash, how reasonable is the testing?
Yeah, I would suggest going to the website and getting more information from there if it's something that's not covered by insurance.
And it's fantastic because you have ways on this website to schedule. You also talk about organ health, oncology. A lot of people are worried about cancer. So Natera kind of spans all of that, which is fantastic. We're speaking to Sheetal Parmar, board-certified genetic counselor, vice president of medical affairs at Natera. So, you know, in the last minute or so, I'm sure, you know, we have some pregnant patients listening right now or those who are with a pregnant partner. When would you recommend they get this done?
Typically, discussions about this type of prenatal screening and testing are done in your first or second appointment with your OB or nurse midwife. So you want to have the discussion early on because testing can be done as early as 9 weeks.
That's fantastic. And ACOG, American College of Obstetrics and Gynecologists, has set new guidelines in 2020 recommending that NIPT be offered to all pregnant women. So this is something that should be a part of your prenatal course, just like getting your prenatal vitamins, just like, you know, learning about, you know, things that you have to watch for with pregnancy. So, Sheetal, how can people find out more information?
You certainly can always talk to your healthcare provider, but for more information about Natera's Panorama NIPT, as well as our genetic counseling services, you can visit www.natera.com, which is spelled NATERA.com.
Yeah, and it's a really easy to navigate website. It's very, very cool. Check it out. Because one thing we talk a lot about on the show also is oncology and cancer screening. So this is like the new wave of medicine. And thank God for genetic counselors to kind of put the pieces together. Sheetal, we appreciate you. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you and your team.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Don't go away, guys.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And thanks to Daniel, who is rocking the studio. All right, so, iguanas. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but over the last few days, people have been warned about falling iguanas. Iguanas will be up in the tree and just fall. And it's been really causing a huge social media stir, but I don't know if you guys remember, this happened last year too. And so iguanas aren't necessarily native to America. Iguanas are from the Caribbean, Central America, South America. But I believe during the 1960s there was the pet trade, some cargo issues, and we got iguanas, especially in Florida. And iguanas liked Florida because Florida was warm, humid, similar temperatures. What these iguanas didn't realize is sometimes Florida can get cold. Apparently, with global warming, Florida is getting colder. Don't ask. So in the winter, such as last night, it dropped to 39 degrees in Orlando. I mean, it's been pretty cold. Last year in late January, temperatures dropped to the 40s. Now, iguanas are ectothermic, which means they need the outside temperatures to keep them warm. We, as humans, are endothermic. So we have our hypothalamus, our thyroid. We have so many aspects to our body that keep us warm. If we get cold, we start to shiver. And we have all these compensatory mechanisms until we finally just become hypothermic if we're too cold. But iguanas, they don't do that well. I gotta tell you, humans really don't do that well either. If you're outside in the cold, eventually you freeze. I mean, you can only do so much to regulate your temperature. So iguanas, apparently in Florida, when it hits about 40 degrees, they get something called a cold stun. They get cold stunned. And they don't always die. Some of them will live. But because they're up in a tree, they almost paralyze. Their eyes can open. They're alive, some of them. But they fall to the ground. If they survive that fall, you know, people think there's dead iguanas everywhere. Not entirely. They're paralyzed iguanas because of the cold. Something about the cold causes their nervous system to shut down, or their muscles to shut down. And so, well, obviously the nervous system. And then, and I want to exactly look up what the mechanism is, because it's fascinating what happens to these animals, because we definitely don't want to happen to humans, because I'm sure our enemies are already working on something like that. So basically, they're lying there, and people are picking up iguanas. Don't pick up an iguana. Iguana's dangerous. People have asked, are these falling iguanas dangerous to humans? Yes, they can be. Not because they're going to hit you in the head, but because iguanas don't like people touching them. And now there's all these videos and social media pictures of people holding up frozen, paralyzed iguanas. Now, I did write a little piece on this. Apparently, there's in Florida, you know, Florida people are pretty gutsy, because you got a lot of stuff going on in Florida. You got the hurricanes, you got those palmetto bugs, you got the high humidity. Whoever lives in Florida are pretty, pretty gutsy. I know everybody's like, oh, you don't have to live in snow. Trust me, people live in snow have it rough too. In fact, we had a few people die because they were shoveling snow. We've talked about that. Shoveling snow can kill you if you are not physically fit. Living in the snow is not for the weak, but neither is living in Florida. So some of these Floridians did some videos on how to revive these iguanas. And so what they did is they took the iguana, they put it in the sink, ran warm water on it, and then stuck it out in the sun. A lot of people just put the iguana in the sun. Eventually the iguana rewarms and then is able to walk and then go away. The problem is if an iguana is in your hand, I've seen amputations. I mean, the iguana jaw is really powerful. Even though iguanas are herbivores and they eat vegetables and plants, they're very, if they're by a human and you're dinking around with it, they might respond with a bite. So please don't do what you see in the video. In fact, one video has a little bit of a horrific ending, so I had to put like a trigger warning on that, like now Joe Rogan has to do. So these falling iguanas, yeah, man, in Orlando, 6 a.m. today was 39 degrees. So yeah, I'm sure more people woke up to all these iguanas. How they warmed them up is it took them, you know, a few minutes under warm water in the sink. I'm not saying to do that. I don't want you guys to do it. Don't touch the iguanas. But that's how these people were able to warm them up. Then the iguanas were able to walk around. Do they have long-lasting sequelae from being temporarily paralyzed? We don't know. Everybody makes it sound like they warm up and they're fine. But I find it very, very odd that an iguana fall sustains head trauma. I was paralyzed for a period of time, lying out there in the grass or on the asphalt, possibly getting run over, and then them surviving fully. But one thing that people don't realize is iguanas carry salmonella. So you get bit by one, you could get salmonella poisoning, but bad salmonella. Yeah, we have antibiotics for it, but I've looked at pictures where hands are like serrated. I mean, these iguanas just tear into the hand. So there's this blog post. Let me give this to you. You know what? Let me pull it up. I mean, we're going to get a little graphic here. But there's a forum. It's called Our Reptile Forum. And it has iguana bites. Now, they say a bite is much worse than its bark. So, you know, everybody's saying, look, you got to be careful. There's the accidental bite where it just might nip your finger. There's the investigative bite where an iguana wants to investigate an unfamiliar smell. By the way, I hear they stink as well. And so they might give you a little bite to see if you bite back. Then sometimes they're just, you know, scared, so they might lash out with their tail or bite you. And then there's territorial, like, don't touch me, this is my area. So I'm looking at some of these pictures, and some of these, I mean, their teeth, very, very sharp, a very serrated jaw. It almost looks like what you would see with a dinosaur. I mean, don't mess around with these suckers. So I'm looking at people that have had stitches, that have almost had their fingers chopped off. One had a finger laceration. One, it was all over her shoulder. These are some pretty, pretty nasty bites. So anytime you get bit by an iguana, you got to get your butt to a medical facility. They're going to probably update your tetanus. If you're not updated, do that. If they think the wound is dirty, give you like immunoglobulin. They're going to probably give you antibiotics. They're going to have to clean out the wound. I don't believe there's poison with the iguana bite, but one of the big things we worry about is like salmonella. So falling iguanas, yeah, it's something that now, again, 2020, I told you 2022 was going to be no less dramatic, especially with all this Tom Brady stuff. We got a Bengals-Rams Super Bowl. Who would have thunk? We got everything going on now with the Supreme Court, with our COVID tests, with new waves of COVID. But on top of that, falling iguanas. Who knew? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But very quickly here, a lot of you guys are dealing with some really, 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 really bad snow. We had a pretty, pretty nasty storm. And we're being told that there's been four blizzard-related deaths on Long Island. Three of these deaths were because of shoveling snow. They say four Long Island residents died, including two men who collapsed shoveling snow in a small town. The Northeast had blanketed New York, most of the Northeast on this weekend. The men were digging out during Winter Storm Kenan. They dumped about 18 to 24 inches along Long Island. A 75-year-old man at 2:30 in the afternoon collapsed. They couldn't revive him after performing CPR. Then, 8 hours later, a 53-year-old man was trying to shovel his, I guess, in his area around his house. And he was found dead as well. Heart attacks, we're assuming. Another man was found dead in their swimming pool. About 8:30, officers believe he fell into the pool while shoveling snow. And then in Uniondale, a snowplow driver found a woman dead inside her vehicle. Her car was parked in the Long Island Marriott lot. I've been there. The lights were on, the windows open. Nobody knows why she died, maybe heart attack. So, wow, be careful out there, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.